Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place. For as near as I can tell, the only freedom-oriented radio program in the game, in the business, as far as national syndication is concerned. Our toll-free number, of course,
sad but true,
is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord line at discord.lrn.fm, which you can join and use our call-in rooms that we have set up over there. And you can sound much better than you do if you call from just a regular phone. And tonight, I am your host. I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm joined by...
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're going to go straight away to one of those calls from the Discord call-in line. And we have Vaginatarian on the line. Can you hear me?
Hey, guys.
Hey, I want to ask before you start in with what your topic is, can you explain for our listeners exactly what a Vaginatarian is?
I've always wondered that.
Yes. When I was creating my nickname on Discord, I wanted something to distinguish myself as a woman amongst all of the men that are on any libertarian circles. So I came up with Vaginatarian for vagina and libertarian. And it wasn't until far after the fact that I realized it made me sound like a lesbian.
Yeah, see, that was my thought as I was thinking, and not only a lesbian but an exclusive one.
Didn't make me think that at all.
I do enjoy the fact that it's a portmanteau. I'm a big fan of portmanteau. I invent these all the time. I've gifted this one to the airwaves already. It's technicalties.
Yep.
So whenever you're having technical difficulties, you don't have to say two words. Now you just say one.
Technical. Needs all those syllables anyway.
Yeah. But the technical term for somebody who won't do that with a man is actually vegetarian. So
Nice. Okay, so Vaginatarian, you were calling for a reason, I assume, other than, you know, to listen to us blather on about what a Vaginatarian is. What's on your mind?
I was just calling about the corona madness. One person who is not sticking to or is sticking to the rules in California is my sister, like Ian was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely staying inside. But I just started rereading 1984 yesterday, and it feels like every time I turn a page, something is coming true out in the news. It's absolute madness.
Mm-hmm. It's like a prophecy, isn't it?
It is. A book from the 1950s that was predicting something in 1984 is now predicting again what is going on.
Can you give an example? Yep. Like, was there something specific that you saw that seemed really striking to you?
It was a discussion with one of the characters whose sole job it is to take the news and then to take dictionaries and rewrite them in order to appease the masses or to erase what's already happened. And sort of with the way information is, I don't trust a single statistic that comes out about the coronavirus, and everybody reads a different one every day.
Agreed.
So it sort of struck me.
Yep.
Now, do you have a set idea whether they're overblowing it or underblowing it? Because personally, I look at it as one of those things where I don't believe a word they're saying, but I don't know whether they're lying high or lying low.
I think they're lying low only because I have an aunt who's a nurse and she's concerned, and it seems that healthcare professionals are concerned. But I both my aunt and I agree that despite the concerns, it doesn't warrant the complete shutdown of the economy and the taking away of all free.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
And, you know, I have no medical opinions myself. I mean, they might be giving good advice, but good advice to me ceases to be good advice when it's delivered as part of an ultimatum,
right,
a violent threat. That's my whole objection. Maybe it makes sense to stay home, you know, or maybe it doesn't.
My distrust of the national media went through the roof the first time I saw one of these videos. This is back in the day when YouTube wasn't owned by Google, but where they show every reporter from every different big city or state or different, you know, station saying the exact same verbiage with very slight differences mm-hmm. between them. And what I found out is what happens, they have either a person or a department responsible for receiving communications mm-hmm. from the government. And then they just go ahead and read that verbatim. They don't actually investigate it. They don't do any looking into it. They just mm-hmm. go, oh, it's from the government. We should read this on the air.
Which means they're not reporters, they're actors.
They're regurgitators.
Regurgitators, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, it makes sense to me that because all of the news is coming from one network, that they would only hire one writer. What's ominous to me is that they have 64 different actors repeating it in different cities as if it's their words.
Right, across different networks.
They're reporting this as truth when right. it's not truth to them. It's a script they're reading, and if they believe it, it's only because they're too dull to question it. You know, if they believe it, if they believe it just by virtue of having read it, then, you know, they're not the authorities we should be depending on for our information.
Right. Vaginitarian, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, exactly right with that. Despite, not even depending on it for information, but what's scary to me is we hear all these puppets and we hear these actors on the media, and then the masses follow in droves. They're like, yes, that is the truth. I accept it, going along with it. Yeah, all right, following all your orders and rules in the blink of an eye. And that's just absolutely crazy to me.
I see this action.
Well,
in
the M in masses is generally silent.
I see this exact same action that Vaginitarian is describing in another institution. Now, this institution that I'm going to mention is voluntary, but that institution is religion.
Well, I mean, also, you know, you mentioned that folks in the medical industry are taking this seriously, and there's a lot of followers in that business as well. You know, they go with what the experts say, and they take it seriously, and of course it's part of their job to take things a little extra seriously. But it's really hard to really look at this and feel like it's worth all of the effort that's being put into it. I think it is so overblown.
I gotta say, you know, I think Church of the Invisible Hand is different in that our primary teaching is leave other people alone.
That's great.
It's almost designed to be an antidote to that kind of belief system.
Final thoughts, Vaginitarian?
Final thoughts would be, in all of these orders and all these mandates, like, Denver just came out with another one of total lockdown and shelter in place, is the difference to me lies entirely in it being mandated to you and it being a suggestion from the so-called leaders.
See, I want to see somebody file a writ of habeas corpus to protest their being on house arrest. I think that would be hilarious. You can file, if you're in custody wrongly, you can file for what's called a writ of habeas corpus. So you file a petition for a writ of habeas corpus. If they issue the writ of habeas corpus, your captors have to bring you to the jail or to the courthouse and justify your incarceration.
Thank you. For the call tonight, Vaginitarian, we appreciate it. I understand what you're saying. I've seen this happen in church, right? The pastor gets up and says, okay, this is, you know, what you must do and how you must behave. And everybody goes, oh, yes, pastor. And then they leave. And then, you know, they violate that almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the kind of action. You know, it's been said repeatedly that authoritarianism is the world's most dangerous religion, right? That's statism.
Absolutely.
And I fully agree. And there are too many parallels close to statism and religion for it not to be, right?
And that's the other reason, because people ask me, why did you found a church? And the reason is because people can't jump from having a religion to not having a religion very easily. I think the Satanists are right about that, that man needs a certain amount of ceremony.
Free Talk Live coming up.
Yep, so we should be in a break right now, but we're
going to be benign. DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free like freedom. You can find our website at freetalklive.com. You can join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And where there's chatting going on about all sorts of things at all times of day or night, I swear.
The coronavirus channel's got something going on at all times.
It's off the hook. Yeah. I swear, there have been times when I've been had a little bout of insomnia. You wake up in the middle of the night, you can't go back to sleep.
Need something to do?
You just pop into the Discord. Sure, there's always somebody in there doing something, saying things, and it's amazing.
Yep.
Our little group of folks is pretty awesome. Joining you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Wow. You know, the coronavirus thing has taken over everybody's lives. It's taken over the news. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it myself, but
it ain't over.
It ain't over. And I keep saying this to you guys, you know, in between, you know, when we're not on the air and outside of here, but I firmly believe things are going to get dumber. We haven't reached peak dumb yet.
Oh, no. We're idiocracy bound.
The government is doing things as a result of this that is going to result in some real dumb stuff, like, oh, I don't know, a bunch of people losing their jobs, a bunch of businesses going out of business. Your dollar is going to be inflated into oblivion.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be a lot of suicides behind this, too.
Oh, I imagine so. Prepare yourself for more dumb is really what the captain's trying to say here. We have some more callers to get to, and let's go right into your calls and thoughts with Simonev. You're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys, and howdy from Mobile, Alabama.
How is Mobile, Alabama amongst all of the dumbness?
Well, we just got our first couple of cases down here earlier this week, and as the useful idiots, you know, of everywhere, they're all freaking out. Like right now, we can't buy any ammo. Not because they've banned it, just because we can't find it.
Oh, the shelves are empty of ammunition?
Yeah. Wow. Like they can't even get any more in.
Yeah, I heard that at Walmart here in Keene, they had three clerks working the desk at the gun counter.
Just this past weekend, it's true. Where usually there's none. You have to, like, ask somebody to get somebody who's licensed to handle the firearm or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I walked into an academy down here, and they had, on the doors, they had signs everywhere, limit three boxes per person. You get over there, and it was all gone.
Wow.
They were supposed to get more back in yesterday. Went in, and it was gone right before they even opened. Yeah. Of course, Walmart still has no meat. No meat, no cheese, no eggs.
Mm.
Like our mayor, props to our mayor, though. He is saying that we have to keep the businesses open. But stuff like our license commission, where you can go and get your tags registered for your vehicles, they're all closed. You have to do it online.
You must obey, but what if you can't?
Sorry if you don't have internet access.
Right.
Exactly.
Anything else going on in Mobile?
Those people are being left behind. I mean, there are people who, like, live out in the woods. They don't have internet. They don't have power.
True.
They are not able to attend the online government meetings. They're not able to use the online government forms. And there's not going to be any leniency for them if they don't fill out the forms.
Yeah, there are poor people that don't have internet. you know, I know it seems amazing to those of you who have internet. You're
right.
Like, what? How do, it's true. There are people that don't have internet.
And there are people who choose not to have internet, not because they're poor, but simply because they're not into it.
Yep.
And there's people who are too dumb to operate it.
That's true as well.
Yeah, like I actually just registered a vehicle last month, and the offices are constantly packed out. We have a lot of rural people around here that either can't get it or can't afford it. But like it's weird. Like a lot of the business, Walmart, hey, all the Walmarts down here.
Hey, Simonov, I have a question for you. Speaking of vehicle registration,
go ahead.
Why do you suppose? I mean, I know like the answer, but do you think that your registration really ever expires?
No, I don't think it should even exist. I mean,
I agree.
I bought the vehicle. I got it signed over to me when I bought it. There should be no reason why I should get Uncle Sam to approve me to drive that on the road that I already taxed.
Right, and you have to pay.
I'm already
pay every year for that, right?
Oh yeah, every year you get it in the mail. And I didn't even have the vehicle a week. You're given 30 days to register. I was driving it that first week, immediately got pulled over, asked for registration.
Yeah, and from a security perspective, it's a really bad idea to go around with, like, a serial number on your back.
Right.
You know, because then any nut who sees you once can have a unique identifying number and know if he sees you again.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Hey, Simonov, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. And we wish you well with whatever's going on down there in Mobile, Alabama.
Got an update here. We were talking about California and folks going out to the beach. Some of the California city managers or city bureaucrats, mayors and such, being upset.
Lay it on me, brother.
Tweeting about how people are, it's dangerous. You need to get away from people. Don't get close to them. They're talking about the 6-foot rule. And so apparently, according to the governor's order, it is actually not a violation of the order to leave your house to get some exercise. You are still allowed to go to California state parks. You're still allowed, technically, to go to the beach. It's just that they want you to stay 6 feet away from other people, and that's what's got them upset, is because people are just going and hanging out with their family and their friends at the beach just like they normally would, and they're willing to take that risk, but the government says you shouldn't and can't.
Who are they to tell you can't take that risk?
Yeah.
Men with guns. That's who they are.
That's the amazing thing. Like, I'm not afraid of getting the virus. I'm never afraid of getting sick, and I rarely do get sick.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live in a world surrounded by people who are constantly afraid of getting sick either.
No. If I get sick, I get sick, and if I die, I die.
Right.
Life
is full of risk.
Yeah. Are you afraid of risk?
Are we all cowards now?
Are you going to live in a bubble world? Are we all going to live in a bubble world? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Americans that we will get through the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic.
the hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
The president also says there's a new executive order that prevents hoarding and price gouging.
To prohibit the hoarding of vital medical equipment and supplies, such as hand sanitizers, face masks, and personal protective equipment.
The partisan bickering continues on Capitol Hill as Senate Democrats blocked a massive $2 trillion spending package that would help families affected by the coronavirus crisis. Democrats are hoping for more accountability when it comes to money that's handed out to businesses, and Republicans are not happy that some of the Democrats' demands include new emission standards for airlines and tax credits for solar panels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Buy this intro music for when we come back, like on a CD or something?
Rebel Inc.
Rebel Inc.?
Yeah.
Okay.
INC.
Because, I mean, I've listened to this music not only before I was a host and I'd listened to the show, but now that I am a host, I listen to it all the time. And sometimes it really grooves my soul.
It's a good, they're a good band. They actually, you know, care about freedom, which is cool. They played the Porcupine Freedom Festival a long time ago.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Are they still together?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think so.
Well, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Well, if they are still together, wherever it is they might be, they aren't allowed to play, probably, because every bar and restaurant is closed. Concerts have been canceled all over the place. You can't even go to the beach, according to these bureaucrats out in California, if you get too close to somebody else.
Well, okay, yeah.
And just wait, they're going to crack down further. Because there's actually a story that's related to this, talking about how the governor's been using a, quote, light touch initially. And
oh, my God.
He just gently brushes against you.
Yeah, let me see if I can find this here. So, but before the governor's, this is the Los Angeles Times reporting, Newsom, the governor, had issued only recommendations over the last week, asking all residents to practice social distancing, those 65 and older to remain at home, and bars and restaurants and dining rooms and other types of businesses to shutter, demonstrating a deliberately light touch that some described as the governor easing Californians into a new way of life in preparation for more severe restrictions.
A new way of life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. If you look at the business world, there were like 25 prominent CEOs quit
recently
in the last couple of months.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like they're like Atlas is shrugging, except these aren't Ayn Rand's individualist billionaires. These are people who got... who got rich sucking at the government tit. Right.
They're taking their golden parachute and they're going to the islands.
Yeah,
right?
Because they know it's going to get bad.
Well, I think that's what I think is going on.
I think it's like the Romans who fled Rome and set up their big ranches, who then became lords and instituted the feudal system when their ranches filled up with refugees from Rome.
If you feel like it's time to disobey like I do, I suggest you get together with more freedom-oriented individuals in a similar geographic area.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, we've been promoting New Hampshire for a long time. Of course, our co-host Mark had moved to the Mariana Islands. They also just got the lockdown order. Well, not total lockdown, but they're now restricting bars and restaurants. That whole thing is going into place there as well. So they lasted for a little while, but they're going the same direction as all the
others. So they're enjoying the government-mandated pandemic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very well.
It's not that free there either.
Mm. Well, speaking of disobedience, we have Jet on the line calling from somewhere in the USA. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Jet.
I wanted to call in about this disobedience thing because there are a couple different facets that I've harped on before, but I wanted to approach a new one. I've talked before about the idea that people are just people and a title doesn't give you extra rights, that kind of thing. But
right.
But what I want to discuss now is where people believe this magic comes from. The idea that someone can gain a title or put on a costume or something like this and magically they're somebody else. They're not just a normal person anymore.
Where does that come from, Jet?
Let me throw an example first of all. Let's say you have two 1-ounce silver rounds, and on one of them it's just blank. It's just a piece of metal, and on the other it says $1 million. Now, what distinguishes the one from the other? Other than words.
Well, one of them isn't being honest.
Well, no, maybe they honestly believe that an ounce of gold is worth $1 million.
He said an ounce of silver, but...
Or an ounce of silver is worth $1 million.
Okay, yes, you could be misinformed and giving misinformation and not doing it...
Or your subjective valuation of dollars might be, dollars are war coin and I don't want any part of them. I'd rather have an ounce of silver than $1 million.
But I suspect nobody that you touched on the answer, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jet, but the answer is belief.
Yeah, and the whole idea is they're both the same. I mean, they're both 1 ounces. They're both silver. They're both the same. But as you know, I am a dedicated disciple of Christ, so I stand also in disobedience to men. And if someone commands me, for example, they can probably be guaranteed that I'm not going to obey unless they got a gun in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But... we are free. We're free to do all kinds of different things, to make different choices. But along with disobedience has to come wisdom. I'm free to drink bleach, for example. But I don't do it because I'm a little small. smarter, I've learned, I've heard that that's not good for you. Now, I go about my business. I go out for a drive. I go to the park. I go to the store. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, I wear a mask. But I want to get back to this thing about where did this magic come from? This is where I want you guys to focus, if it's possible. The idea that asking people to keep people's minds changing over, because when the mind is free, then you become free. So, where does it come from? I mean, it's just, to me, it's sorcery. Because if we're all the same humans, we're all the same flesh and blood sinners, then how can someone automatically be able to somehow be your Lord as a human?
Well, it's mass indoctrination over generations. I mean, it's not sorcery, but it is a trick. And it is something that, has been inculcated over generations. So parents.
Actually, it is a trick.
Grandparents.
One man's
it is a trick. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You get your grandparents who sent your parents to government school. They sent their kids to government school. And the media people have all gone to the same government schools. So
when you send your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they return as Romans.
I believe this is where we have to focus, though, on getting people to understand that there is no place, this thing called authority, this thing called government, this magic of a title or a dress comes from other than they just made it up. Now,
sure.
If we can persuade more people to do that, now we have disobedience with a cause, with a reason.
Yeah, man. I'm with you. I just wish I could persuade the people that already agree with us to make a move to New Hampshire, but that's hard enough. I mean, let alone persuading all these other people to, take the rose-colored glasses off. It's not easy, especially now, because now they've got the fear factor that they get to play in, just like they did after 9/11, when we saw kind of a similar attitude from people. Now people are afraid. Now they're even more susceptible to this plot.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call tonight, Jet. We appreciate it. Your point is well made. They did just make it up. Somehow, some way, some people got together and they went, if we just put on these decorations on our shirts or whatever, right? Somebody had the idea. If we just put on this uniform or whatever, then we'll walk around. People will treat us with respect. And if they don't, we will beat them or we will shoot them or, whatever it is they do. And that's how it begins. It's that mob mentality, that gang mentality.
Well, and the fact is, we have to use numbers in order to change this. You can't be the lone activist out there, as I once was in Florida, with a honk if you hate taxes sign on the side of the road. I got a lot of honks, but didn't get a lot of progress.
Right.
But if you get enough people together, like we're trying to do here in New Hampshire, to where people can't get away from libertarians in their lives, then they're going to start to say, oh, yeah, I've always agreed with you guys. And they'll come on board if they feel like it's inevitable that we're going to win.
855-450-FREE. We've got more coming up.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow
grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we are here to take your calls and talk. Generally speaking, that's what we do here. And speaking of talking and talking freely and being here on Free Talk Live, we have a program that we use specifically to help us get on more radio stations. So if you, the listener, enjoy our program, if you enjoy the topics, if you are a subscriber to any of the Freedom Philosophy, you can help us get the message out there to even more people over at amp.freetalklive.com. We have what's known as the Amplifier Program. That is where you donate a bit of money. We only ask for $5 a month. You can donate more if you like. And we'll use that $5 to exclusively advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for, advertise, market, and promote. This show to get on more radio stations. And we've already surpassed the 200 station mark, and we could be on 230, 250, 300 stations. It's really all up to you, and you can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we want to specifically thank this today, Richard Thompson, who is a gold-level amplifier. Richard, thank you so much for your donation. You are making a huge difference, and we appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We're going to go to Josh in Chatham, Illinois, who's listening on 87.9. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
I would like to say, I'll kind of disagree. I mean, I've been watching your show for a while now, and you guys are kind of downplaying the coronavirus. And I kind of did that in the past month or two, and I think everybody did. But right now, I personally believe that the coronavirus is way worse than what the government and everybody's letting on.
Okay, so what do you disagree with?
Well, from what I've heard, I followed a guy on Twitter who got the coronavirus, and then somehow I can't find him anymore. I followed him, but apparently he doesn't have an account anymore. Wasn't a blue check mark. Is that he basically said that you get really bad symptoms, you have this horrible headache, and your lungs, like, are horrible. They're, like, filled with liquid, and then you can't breathe. When they can't give you many medicines, because, you know, that would, like, an anti-inflammatory, like ibuprofen, because that would essentially help the virus.
Okay, okay.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, I mean, I've had bronchitis and pneumonia both, and the symptoms that I've read about sound very similar to both of those things. Bronchitis, of course, comes with a horrendous cough that doesn't leave for a really long time. Pneumonia, however, sounds a little bit more like what you're describing, Josh, where, you know, you get fluid in the lungs, you cough it up, you have lots of production, I believe is what they call it in the medical field, and that's where, you know, you just cough up a lot of stuff all the time. And, you know, because folks know what it is, there are treatments for it. I agree with you that the coronavirus seems to be new enough that they don't exactly know how to treat it, but I don't feel like the death rate and the infection rate is anything more than any other flu epidemic that we've seen at this point. It's just that it's new, and you're going to see stuff too, like the numbers are going to increase. And you'll hear this in the news that, oh, my gosh, the number of infections have increased. Well, they've increased because they finally got, you know, test kits out there, and the test kits are finally coming back. So, yes, of course, the numbers are going to increase as they get more test kits resolved. So,
I mean, people,
but some of these people waited weeks for tests.
Right.
People are predicting millions. Some people are predicting millions of deaths from this. And so far, I mean, we're not even to 100,000. Worldwide, not even close.
Yeah, and the numbers are, like, I'm not seeing. I've had a question out on my Facebook page that just said, "Do you know anybody personally who has the coronavirus?" And I've gotten hundreds of no's. And, like, three yeses.
Josh, do you know anybody personally that has the coronavirus?
I don't know him personally, but I followed him on Twitter. He was kind of, you know, like a, not a huge figure, but a lot of people knew him area.
Josh, you seem like, you know, you know how to do research, you know how to get online. You know, don't let us tell you what to do. My whole premise personally is that people should be allowed to choose how to handle it on an individual basis. Government should not be mandating what people do. They should, if anything, just be helping to disseminate information, accurate information, which they're not doing. Everybody's getting up on the stage and trying to make themselves feel far more important than they actually are because, well, it's an election year.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with you guys statistically, but when you guys talk about the virus, you know, you say, oh, you know, it's not as bad. But I have heard people, I mean, you get a headache and then you get the pneumonia.
The flu sucks, man. I wouldn't want to have that, and I wouldn't want to have pneumonia either. But all that said, I also don't want to change my lifestyle for a bunch of fear-mongering, what I consider to be something that's not really worth changing my lifestyle for.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, thank you for the call today, Josh. We appreciate it. Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Let's go to nobody, apparently.
Did you do that, or did he drop off?
No, I did that. Larry, if you're out there, please give a shout back. That
sorry.
That was the rookie. Even though I'm not really a rookie anymore, I guess.
It still happens to anybody.
I fat-fingered the button. Larry, give us a call back. But speaking of nobody, let's not speak of nobody.
He's
there. He is.
We're all here.
I'm here.
He's here, and this is where he's at. Where are you at, Ian?
Well, still looking at the story here about California, because there's more to just California. We were talking about people hitting a beach during this coronavirus thing where they've been told to stay home, although it turns out it isn't disobedience to simply go to the beach. They'd still allowed people in the governor's order to go outside of their house for exercise purposes, and they were specifically authorized to go to state parks. However, that doesn't mean that these mayors are happy about it. Mayor Robert Garcia from Long Beach tweets, he says, to be clear, the governor and city's order does allow people to go for a walk or visit a park or beach. However, you must still use social distancing. You can't play team sports, and you must stay 6 feet apart from anyone else. Now, the question is, are they going to actually arrest people for this? Because if you've got a group of people on the beach hanging out, if you got enough cops, you can go in there and make a dent in that crowd. But if there's hundreds of people on the beach, there's not a whole lot that can be done.
But as soon as the cops show up, there aren't going to be hundreds. People are going to flee.
They'll flee. That's true. And that's what they've been doing out in Miami Beach, where the spring breakers had gone, as they tend to do in this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
The spring breakers were partying earlier this week. That's when I think Florida put in some sort of a restriction, or the beach mayors or whatever put in restrictions, and they did start sending cops with loudspeakers out to the beach to threaten the young people. And so what you ended up having happen was they closed down the bars and they closed down the restaurants, and so all these spring breakers are in Miami Beach, but they can't go out to the beach or else the police will chase them away.
Right, so where are they going to go?
Wandering aimlessly.
And they can't eat.
Right. Yeah. They're wandering aimlessly around the streets, apparently.
In our Discord chat, Gene the Christian Anarchist makes a great point. He says, coronavirus sucks. None of us wants to get it. But it's also no reason to violate the rights of everyone
else.
Tyranny
sucks more. And, I'd rather take my chances and be free than live like a little slave and have to stay in my house all the time like a little bitch.
Yeah, and I can't imagine, so you can travel for spring break, but you can't actually do anything.
Pretty much.
Right? They haven't shut down the airports, right? So you can still travel. They haven't shut down hotels, so you can still get a room. Right? But you can't go to a bar, you can't have a party, you can't go to the beach.
Yep.
So what's the point of doing any of that?
I guess just get out of the cold. It just snowed here today.
It did. There was a lot of snow, too. Surprise.
Yeah, it's like day snowing, It's like nature's version of day drinking.
Well, every now and then, up here, you get a late season snow like this. Yeah. It's not unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it happens at night, though.
True.
Yeah, I was doing some things this morning, and they were like, winter storm warning. I'm like,
right.
It's only gray out. And I got finished with my things early, and then this afternoon I looked out the window. I'm like, oh, hey, that's quite a bit of snow.
Yeah.
Do you realize the street value of all that snow?
Hmm. Well, they're closing beaches in Florida, and they're banning people from partying on their boats now.
Can't party on your boat. Can't party in your house. Can't party in a bar. Can't party on the beach.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.